morning, everybody. Now, let me say the following by way of introduction. This shiur is a very, very serious shiur. It may be the most serious shiur you've heard in a long, long time. Anybody who, during the course of this shiur, is going to be left with the impression that this is something of a political nature is making a tragic, tragic mistake. This is a very serious shiur. It most probably is more important for us today in Eretz Yisrael than anything else that I can tell you. And I don't know if I'm going to finish it in one shiur. It may have to go into another shiur, but that doesn't make any difference. I'm going to sum up the shiur in one line. On your sheet, down at the bottom of the page, it says, HaKorei et HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yotzo. Whoever reads the Megillah LeMafreya, I'm going to tell you the real meaning of this halacha, and then I'll tell you what the Baal Shem Tov said. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to quote it often. HaKorei et HaMegillah LeMafreya, this is the first sentence in the first Mishnah of the second chapter of Masechet Megillah. HaKorei et HaMegillah LeMafreya means if you read the Megillah out of order, before, if the latter comes before the former. For example, you're going to read chapter 6 of the Megillah before you read chapter 2.
Oh,
if you're going to read Pasuk 10 in any chapter before Pasuk 9 or Pasuk 8. Anything that you read out of order of the Megillah, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay? The reason is simple. Because the whole purpose of reading the Megillah is to publicize the miracle, that which took place. So you have to tell a logical story. Now, you can't start the story with La Yehudim Haita Oravis Mchavis Osombia called. There was great joy to all Jews. Joy what? What joy? You have to know the build-up of who are the people we're dealing with. What is the great threat that faces the Jewish people? No story starts at the end. The story starts at the beginning, and you go step by step through the story. That's the halacha. HaKorei et HaMegillah LeMafreya. If you read the Megillah, the word LeMafreya can also mean before, meaning the latter is read before the former, so it's out of order. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to quote the Baal Shem Tov, and he says the following. Baal Shem Tov said, HaKorei et HaMegillah, anybody who reads the Megillah and is left with the impression that this is LeMafreya, this is something that happened long ago and far away, and it's really terribly relevant to our lives today. Lo Yotze hasn't fulfilled, he doesn't understand the Megillah. He doesn't understand the extent to which the Megillah has impact, significance in our generation today. If you're going to read it like some story of once upon a time, or the Bible critics, you know, all of those that understood the Megillah, or rather didn't understand the Megillah, and think it's some kind of a Cinderella story. Here is this beautiful, ravishing girl, and she simply captivates the heart of this tipsy king over there. And it's such a cute, cute story. Anybody who reads the Megillah doesn't understand a word of what's going on. Everything in the Megillah is serious. And the purpose of this year and maybe next week is going to be to show as far as possible how precisely the Megillah reads Jewish history. That's the purpose of this year. HaKorei et HaMegillah LeMafreya. Let's put it in other terms. Bechol dor vador chayiv adam liras esatzma. In every generation, a person has to see himself as though he's living through the story of the Megillah, not as though, because he is living through the story of the Megillah. The ultimate purpose of this year is to show that the overwhelming people in the world want this country destroyed utterly. Want every Jew to be killed. That is, and I'll prove it, that this is the approach of Islam. And Islam is now the power in the world. They say it clearly, Hamas says it in its charter, that there will be no redemption for mankind, the ultimate goal of mankind, and the great new period in history begins when the last Jew is dead. That's today. We're not talking about Ahasuerus 2,500 years ago. Every last Jew is dead. That's what they want. And I'm going to prove it. And anybody, Amarati, Bechol Dor Vador. That's the point of the whole shiur. And anybody who understands that will be able to listen to the news and read the news and understand it in a completely different way. Our guys over here are still talking about making a deal with the Palestinian Authority. And this is not politics. I'm talking Torah right now. Get it straight. So this morning in the paper it says Saeed Ba'arakat or whatever it is, you know, they pulled him out of mothballs, that he's working toward getting the European Union and the United States to recognize Hamas, and if they recognize Hamas, then you can have the two of them together, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. Don't look at these yet. I'll just read one choice paragraph. Now, I'll read, you're going to get lost. You're going to start looking at this, you're going to get lost. I may get lost even looking for what I want to find. May not even... Just listen. Sit back and listen. This is a paragraph from the Hamas charter. As regards local and world wars, it has come to pass, and no one objects, that they, the Jews, stood behind World War I. We started it. For what purpose? So as to wipe out the Islamic Caliphate. Turkey that was the last vestige of ancient Islam, was brought down during the First World War. And we started the First World War because we wanted to destroy the grandeur and the majesty of Islam. I'm continuing with the... They collected material gains and took control of many sources of wealth. They obtained the Balfour Declaration and established the League of Nations in order to rule the world by means of that organization. The League of Nations was our diabolical creation, so that through the League of Nations, we are going to rule the world. They also stood behind World War II, where they collected immense benefits from trading with war materials and prepared for the establishment of their state. They inspired the establishment of the United Nations and the Security Council to replace the League of Nations in order to rule the world by their intermediary. We rule the world through the United Nations that has condemned us hundreds of times. That's not written in the Hamas Charter. The last sentence in this paragraph, in this part of the Hamas chapter, Charter, there was no war that broke out anywhere without their fingerprints on it. We are the source of evil in the whole world. You understand that? Now, if you think it seems so fanciful, it's nothing. They believe it, b'emunah shleima. The Heiliger Jerusalem Post. What is this? This is Daf 13. That was a few days ago. Sunday, March 6th. The editorial. The axiomatic enemy. We Israelis don't even know it. But according to some, on both sides of the great turbulence lately sweeping across the Arab land, the underlying cause of all the havoc is, as ever, Israel. This is no joking matter. They believe it. They believe it that we are the single force of evil in the whole world.
Very powerful.
In addition to that, they believe that we're the ones who manipulate the United States of America. Was not your head? Obama listens to Netanyahu. Let's see. The assorted hoaxes share persistent common denominators. Israel's long hand stirs the Arab pot, manipulates the naive Arab masses, and stage manages their current melodramas. What's taking place in Libya, in Tunisia, in Egypt, in Yemen, you name it. Wherever it's going on, it's us. It's Israel. It's Jews. It's the Mossad. This is serious. They believe it. They believe it. We'll get back to this. But the Megillah. The Megillah. First page. Number one. Vayar Haman saw Kiyin Mordechai Torea Mishtachad Alo. The king had said that everybody should bow down and scrape before Haman, and there's one person who doesn't bow down. And by the way, he didn't really see it immediately. It says that those who were in the king's palace, they told Haman, they whispered to Haman, you should know, everybody's bowing down before you, but not this fellow Mordechai. And then Haman became aware of it. Vayar Haman. Haman saw Kiyin Mordechai Koreo Mishtachav Alo. Mordechai doesn't bend or bow before him. Vayimolei Haman Chema. And Haman became full of, what word did they use? Rage? Rage would be a very good word. Good word.
Wrath.
Huh?
Wrath.
Wrath. All right, wrath. Wrath, rage. It's all the same thing. All right, good. Because that's a word that's going to come up often, maybe occasionally, in the course of our discussion. There's rage. In the Arab world, there is rage against the state of Israel and against individual Jews wherever they may be in the world. So therefore it says, Vayivas Bain of Lishlach Yod B'Mordechai Levado. However, it seemed contemptible to him to send his hand against Mordechai alone. Ki hi yudilo asam Mordechai, because they told him, Mordechai's people, oh, he's Jewish. Vayivakesh Haman lahashmid es kol ha-Yehudim. Haman wanted to destroy all of the Jews asher b'chol malchus ha-Chashverosh that are in the whole kingdom of Chashverosh am Mordechai. The nation of Mordechai. I mean, like it said so simply, he just decides we're going to wipe out a whole people. You know? Simply. We're going to just wipe them out. Crush them. Kill them. Exterminate them. Man, that's pretty good. You have to be able to do that. B'chodesh HaRishon, Hu Chodesh Nisan B'shnah Shtei Mesrei L'melech Achashverosh Hipil Puri casts lots on the first day of Chodesh Nisan, and it came out for the month of Adar. Adar is the month next, the following year in Adar. That means another 12 months down the road. That's going to be the day of rage, the day of the destruction of the Jewish people. Vayomer, where it's underlined now. Vayomer Hamelach Haman Lamelach Achashverosh. Haman said to King Achashverosh, Yeshno Am Echad. Every word is important. There is one people, mefuzar u'meforab bein ha'amim. They are dispersed and spread out amongst all the nations of the world. Bechol medinas malchusecha. All the states of your realm. Now we're going to see, as we study today's anti-Semitism, as we study what's going on in the world of Islam, which really which really derives all of its basic ideas from two forebearers. The Tata was Soviet Russia, and the Zeta was Nazi Hitler Germany. And it goes back, the real birth, it would seem in our time, is Tsarist Russia. In Tsarist Russia, they created a book, a fictional book, called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion describes a secret society of Jews all over the world who are moving toward taking control of the whole world and enslaving the whole world. Sounds wild? Wait. Yeshno Am Echad. What do you think Haman is telling Ahasuerus? Why should Ahasuerus agree to wipe out this whole people? Because Haman is telling him, this is the first protocols of the elders of Zion. There's one people in this world, for some strange reason, they're spread out all over the world. You know what he's telling them? There's a people that are plotting against you, and they're all over the world. They are in key positions. They own the banks, the insurance companies, the media. This is such an essential part of Islamic thought today. You have no idea. And by the way, don't shed a tear for Hosni Mubarak, because it was Egypt that printed more copies of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and Mein Kampf than any other country in the world. They've spread it throughout the world. This is the one whom we are at peace with, you understand?
Yeah.
This is the one we're at peace with. All right, he's beginning to get his Einish, boy, but he has to get much more than all of that. They have to strip him of every penny he's worth. Let him die in poverty someplace in an attic in downtown Cairo. All right, okay, right. Doesn't that happen to all great artists? And all right. Yeshno Am Echo, there's one people that are spread out throughout the world. V'doseim shonos mikolam. Their laws are different. Another word, dot. That means what that means today. Their religion is different than the religion of any other people on the face of this earth. They're different. Fundamental to Islamic anti-Semitism, as it was to all others, is the fact that the Jew is viewed by the world as an outsider, an other. He's different. He's not one of us. When you say he's not one of us, take it one step further. He's not really human. They believe this. They believe Jews are the devil, the source of all evil. We're the ones that brought AIDS to the world. We kill Christian and Muslim children. We use their blood for matzah. All of this is being spread through the world right now. Go on to any of their websites. Yeshno Am Echo, there is one people, Mufuzer and Mufarad Beinu Amin, Bechol Medinos HaMelech, their laws are different from Mikolam. There's they don't keep the laws of the kingdom. There's no value whatsoever for the king to leave them remain alive. They have to be obliterated completely. There's no question about it that Haman is describing the Jewish people as a threat to the kingdom of Ahasuerus. It's not simply, you know, they're just the people, like, you know, they don't make too much trouble. They're different, so kill them because they did. No. They're different. And remember, he is talking now to a king, Ahasuerus, who was just saved from an assassination plot. Ahasuerus already sees that there is opposition to him throughout the world. He doesn't even know yet that the one who saved him, of course, was a Jew. He's a frightened man, Ahasuerus. He's not a fool. No, don't have this impression of Ahasuerus being tipsy. You know, some king half drunk with a dunce cap on his head. Ha ha ha. Achashverosh. The Gemara says he was a Rasha of the highest order. The Zahusni Mubarak. Rasha Mevusha. Evil. Throw Gaddafi in over there. All of these, I don't know all the rest of these names, you know.
What do you know about Hosni Mubarak?
What do I know about Hosni Mubarak?
He helped Israel a lot.
This is not a political discussion. The fact is that he hasn't stepped foot in this country except to be present at the death of at the Levaya of a Jew.
Yeah, but he helped Israel a lot.
I just said that he is the greatest purveyor of anti-Semitism in the whole world. There is nobody who has spread abroad hatred, raw hatred of Jews than Hosni Mubarak. I don't need any more than that. He is Mr. Hate Jews in the whole world. Cairo is the place where they've millions upon millions of copies of the protocols of the elders of Zion fuels all the hatred against the Jewish people in the world. Hosni Mubarak, Geisek Sabik, and our jerks over here go running down. They used to go running down to Levi Muntik and Donishtik to get a photo op with Hosni Mubarak. And his people have been the most persistent in the world to get Israel to give up its atomic arsenal. Amr Musa. They've been bringing it up at every session of the UN. Do you know what giving up our arsenal would mean? You know what that would mean? That would be the end of the Jewish people. So I'm sorry, I don't... you can like Hosni Mubarak, I despise him utterly, and I'm very happy that he's fallen. Do I know what will come in his place? I don't know what will come in his place. But we know that's not the cheshbon we have to make. We don't have to consider maybe the next one will be worse, because the ultimate, the end of this year is going to be, well, yeah, not the end, you know. If they would want to crush us, there are a billion Muslims. They can't just crush this one little country. One little country can't crush us. What's going on? Well, good. She gets it. There's no question about it in my mind that there's a Rabbi Shalom who looks after us. There's no other way. They can crush us at any moment in time. All right. But we're back to Torah. And it's been Torah all along. I talk only Torah. All right. Imal HaMelech Tov, if it is good to the king, Yikosid Laudam, let it be written, they should be destroyed. And 10,000, I'm giving 10,000 shekels of silver, or kesef of silver, Eshkol, there. He said, well, all right, he's ready to buy the Jews. Achashverosh agrees, Achashverosh gives him his signet ring, he can now make any decree that he wants. That's one conversation. This conversation becomes very, very difficult to understand the moment we read a second conversation. This is a few chapters later in the Megillah. Vayikach Haman, number two, Vayikach Haman es alavush ves hasus, Vayalbeishes Mordechai. Haman takes the garment and the horse. The king has told him, do such to Mordechai. Take him through the streets of Shushan and announce before him, so shall be done to the man that the king wants to honor him. By Yashav Mordechai, when it's all over, Haman took Mordechai through the city streets. By Yashav Mordechai, Mordechai went back to the gate of the king. And Haman hurried home despondent and with his head covered.